Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into the Labatt Studio. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. We have a full Penn State football hour ahead for you. I'm Andy Shea, joining me to kick off the show. Bob Flounders, Ross Tucker is here. He'll join us shortly. We've got a lot of welcome back to football show, I guess is what we could call it.
Can we talk? It's also St. Paddy's Day weekend coming up. Can we
give it a shout out there? I did not even think
about
that.
It's no longer winter, hopefully. So a lot of good things.
There's still snow in the backyard, but we've got a lot of spring practice football news and notes. Earlier this week, James Franklin kicked off spring practice with his press conference. Nittany Lions have had a few workouts. We're going to talk about some of that. They're your questions, his answers. That's quarter number three. Tucker's tape is quarter number two. We're going to start the recruiting rankings for the 2019 class, one of our favorites. We're going to do all 23 of them. Over the next couple months, I'd say.
Six months. We'll be spaced out very nicely.
23 through number one. That's going to be quarter number two. And in quarter number four, we're going to close out strong, gentlemen. We're going to unveil our breakout picks for 2019. Offense, defense, and freshmen. So, a little rusty. Had a week off. Mm-hmm. How you doing, Bob? Missed you guys last week.
Still mastered that pregnant pause, though. You're still killing it.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I you just can't help it. That's what I am.
How about some of the former Penn Staters getting paid in the NFL? Donovan Smith, Adrian Amos.
Yes.
I was gonna do something like on the Super Six, but like half of them didn't pan out. So it's only like half of them.
Yeah.
Allen Robinson is in that group as well. The other three, not so much. It's Deion, Bill Belton, and I got a brain freeze on this sixth guy.
Kyle Carter.
Nice. Injuries kind of probably limited whatever he was going to do. But anyway, sorry, Andy.
And one thing I'll say, I'm Ross, by the way. I'm just finishing up my salad. Thank you. My thing that I don't really get is Penn State did not maximize what they got out of Donovan Smith and Adrian Amos when they were at Penn State.
Correct.
That's disappointing. Now, flip side is Donovan Smith still isn't that good. I mean, he's a starting left tackle in the NFL. Andy, you're a Bucs fan. You watch every Bucs game.
I do.
He's not I don't know if I'd call him average. I'd say he's average at best. What he is, though, is he's durable.
And reliable.
He hasn't missed a game, and he's okay. You can win with him. He's okay. So in the NFL, that's what they pay for a left tackle that's not a liability.
Correct. He's not a liability. He's not always an asset, and he shows up every single week and plays. And I don't think you can start over again after 4 years of experience and go with a rookie. I think that's what got him.
And in fairness, I was about to say, Bob, it feels like Penn State has more guys like that that don't do anything, that don't maximize at Penn State, and then they go to the NFL. But look, I mean, the Buffalo Bills had Robert Foster from Western PA.
Manaka.
Yeah, making all kinds of plays last year. He never even – I don't even think he called
at
pass
Alabama,
at
right?
Alabama. Yeah. So that's not necessarily unique to Penn State.
Jordan Whitehead had a good rookie season for the Bucks. Pitt had no idea what to do with him.
He had some other issues, Jordan.
But he had a good career at Pitt.
I don't think they knew how to use him defensively after what I saw last year. Let's move on, Penn State talk. Let's talk about Coach Franklin.
It's my bad.
Yeah, definitely saying that Tommy Stevens is available to start spring practice, but he is not a full go. I mean, it's spring ball. This is a big deal,
look,
right?
He's a fifth-year player. My takeaway is he's not 100% yet. I don't feel like, even though he doesn't have a lot of game experience last year, I don't feel like they are particularly going to push him. They also know they get a longer look at Sean Clifford and Levis, but my takeaway is he's definitely going to be treated with – they have to treat him with kid gloves in spring because of what happened last year. Like, he can't have any more setbacks. He's out of time.
Yeah,
it's a really tricky situation, and you know he more than most quarterbacks he really leans heavily on his legs. So that's the injury that he's dealing with, lower leg, and I just James has gone from right before the bowl game saying he'll, you know, he's, they definitely expect him to be ready for spring to right. now. And it was also kind of weird that he had surgery and it wasn't, it was off campus. It didn't sound like a Penn State team doctor did it. I don't know what to make of that. I just think that this has become a little bit more of a problem than they anticipated.
At some point, you have to not be either the backup quarterback, the Lion, not available or injured. That's just, I'm just saying. I mean,
when they invited us to the weight training session a couple of weeks ago, that's right. where they did their maxes and stuff. The quarterbacks were working. Tommy did not do any upper body stuff. All he did was very light conditioning with his legs. He wasn't really pushing it. So I just think they're taking a very, very cautious approach with Tommy.
All right, let's talk about some of the other Penn State, you know, tidbits that came out. CJ Thorpe, he officially, it had been talked about, is going back to offense.
330. To play guard. Up to 330. So, yeah. Right. I'll be curious to see how quickly he gets back into the flow of things and where they work him and what they kind of think about him. Because Stephen Gonzalez, who's another guy that apparently was very confident at the training table this winter, is in his last year, and they need another guard sooner rather than later.
Did you just say very confident at the training table?
Yes, I did.
That is awesome. Let me just say this about CJ Thorpe. Two thoughts. One is, I think he probably realizes he has no chance of playing in the NFL on the defensive line. And is his dad play at Penn State?
I think that's correct.
Something like that,
yeah,
right?
Penn State family tie.
And so I think he probably thought, look, if there's any chance I'm going to get paid professionally to do this,
yeah,
it's on the offensive side of the ball.
And you liked him coming here, right? You liked him in terms of certain road dimensions. Grader, yeah.
I love how physical he is. I love how hard he plays. The issue I have is he's undisciplined, and he has not shown the patience and the slide and mirror feel in pass protection. So that's a concern. I would also say, though, with Juice Scruggs, did we talk about that yet? No.
No, I was just going to get to it. Go ahead. That's a good segue.
More you can do. But with Juice Scruggs being hurt, you know, we don't know what it is, but Franklin said he's out for the spring. They need him now, because you don't want to be – like, if Miranda's starting – you need to have a next guy.
Yeah.
Right.
You need to know who that next guy is. So if there was any debate, I feel like – I don't know, Bob, if we know when Scruggs hurt. It doesn't really matter. But
yeah.
I feel like that ended any debate over where CJ Thorpe would be.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. And I don't – is Effner a guard, a center, a swing guy? Ross, what is he? Bryce Effner, he's the young guy they have. Is he a guard prospect or a
guard tackle, I think.
I don't know if in a pinch they would look at him. I just don't know.
Well, and he just gained a bunch of weight to still be like 289. So I'm not sure he's physically ready
yet. But the Scruggs thing, you know, James went out of his way at the start of the press conference to talk about him, saying he's just not going to be able to be available for spring. He's a young player that I think, you know, in previous podcasts we talked about him maybe being a guy that at center could do some things, and now Michael Mennett's not getting any younger. So hopefully whatever is the deal with Juice, he can make it back. But it just sounded like for him to miss the spring, it had to be something fairly significant.
Yeah, he was in a car accident. They also announced that wide receiver Mac Hippenhammer, who split time last year between baseball and football in the spring,
right,
will not split time this year and focus solely on baseball and return to football over the summer. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light.
So he's going to play. He's playing baseball this spring.
He's playing baseball this spring.
Okay. It sounded like you were saying that.
No, last year he split, baseball and football.
Yeah, but he played in the blue-white game, and he had a big day. So he's just a baseball player in the spring.
He's just a baseball player in the spring. Penn State released its early 2019 roster. Heights and weights, notable differences. One thing that struck me was they didn't list Zach Kuntz anywhere on, you know, in terms of the ups or downs.
6'7", 236, I think, was the weight they had on the roster. And I don't know that he – last year, I feel like last year he was around that weight. I don't remember him ever creeping in to the 240s. I'll just tell you real quick, Andy, what struck me. Justin Shorter at 232.
That's Justin Shorter at 6'4", 232, up 6 pounds.
Yeah. I mean, 226 is probably – I thought that was going to be the top end for him. Now, he probably carries it well, but that is one of the bigger wideout sizes I've seen. Brandon Smith, the five-star, when I went down to do a feature on him, he was adamant that he was 6'5". Turns out he's 6'3", but he weighs 231. I don't know if they shrunk him while he was up there. Lance Dixon, a little bit over 210. 212, 213. Ross, is that a weight where he can play linebacker even in a reserve role? Or do they need to get him a little bit closer to like the high teens or 220?
I think he'll be closer to the high teens or 220, but I don't think – for all these things, I always think,
right,
is 5 pounds really the difference? You know what I mean? Like, is it really – I think there's ideals, but ultimately, a lot of it just depends – he's not going to be a take-on guy anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's not going to be a guy trying to jack up O linemen and shed them and make plays.
Yeah.
A couple other guys. Tommy Stevens is down 10 pounds. And you think that's a good thing, Ross, that he was down 10 pounds?
I don't think there's any reason, really, for any quarterback to be 240.
That's a good
230
point.
Is plenty big. Yeah. And I'd rather him be. What does he gain? The difference between 230 and 240, what does he gain? Not much. Maybe a little bit of power. 240 to 230 the other way. I think he gained a little bit of agility and mobility.
He's got lower leg issues. I think lighter is better for him.
A couple of the offensive linemen. Will Fries up 6 pounds to 312. That's no big deal. Steven Gonzalez plus 24 at a robust 6'4", 349 pounds. Michael Mennett's up 14 pounds from he's now 312.
He looks like a guy, though, that can hold that pretty well. I think he's a pretty... He looks like he's he'll probably won't play it that way, but I wouldn't be surprised if he is a little bit heavier than he was last year.
Rashid Walker's ready at 6'6", 314 pounds. So anyway, check out the heights and weights. Those
always fascinating, especially with the freshmen.
Yep. There were a couple guys in last 30 seconds when James talked about guys that played a little bit last year that he considers returning starters. Yeah. You buying that or not? I'm not.
Some of them I buy. Some of them I don't. But, I mean, I think he's just trying to encourage some players that they're going to play a lot this year.
All right. That makes perfect sense to me. All right. That'll do it for quarter number one from the Labatt Blue Studio. Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Ross. So, coming up in quarter number two, yes, we will begin the 2019 class top 23 countdown. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.